behind the knee, JB brought her to the ground and took her free arm in an arm lock.
And I'm not letting you go until you calm down.
Which was something that Ryan needed to say to Gloria. The Amazon Queen came at him with a speed and ferocity that had him backpedaling. He found himself parrying blows from her forearms and feet that left him no time to attack. She had a point to prove and aggression to work out, and Ryan was her punching bag.
Gloria, I am not the enemy.
She attempted a flying kick at his head. Ryan dodged the blow and used Gloria's momentum against her. He brought his arms up underneath her leg, flipping it up, and causing her to turn in flight so that her landing was awkward. It was hard for her to keep her balance. Ryan landed a kick to her chest. The blow threw her backward. He followed this by landing on top of her and pinning all her limbs beneath him.
For fuck's sake, Gloria, it's me, Ryan!
What?
Ryan!
The bloodlust slowly faded from her eyes as she realized where she was and whom she was fighting.
Shit! I'm sorry, Ryan, I just...
Yeah, I know. I want the bastards, too.
But the hand-to-hand didn't go so well for some of the others. Although Dean felt fine after his bout, Doc, Jack, and Mildred were not so happy.
I know that I am older, and therefore somewhat more prone to aches and pains than the rest of you, Dr. Wyeth. But I must confess that even so, I feel like a 3-week dead, decomposing sticky.
Don't feel so good myself, Doc. I took a hell of a beating out there. But she looks worse. Just wish it had been Margia. I wanted a second chance at that bitch.
So much the better for all parties involved that you did not, dear doctor. She was truly a lunatic.
What's wrong with you, Doc?
I have a terrible burning in my kidneys, as though I were to micturate acid. And along my chest bone is tender, although I cannot recall taking any punishment in that area.
I don't like the sound of that at all. It sounds way too familiar.
I was thinking much the same thing. Are you suffering as well?
Shit, I think so. I feel like I've got the flu coming on very rapidly. A little too rapidly for my liking. I ache all over, feel hot, and my reactions are foggy to say the least. I think it came on in the middle of sparring. I just had a picture of Margia to get me through.
Do you know what this may mean, Mildred?
It was then that Mildred noticed Jack hugging himself.
Jack? Jack? What's the matter? You feeling okay?
Jack shook his head, and the very act made him grimace.
Feel like shit. Don't know how I got through that. Maybe take a look.
He unsteadily moved toward Mildred and stripped off his jacket and shirt, revealing his slender, highly muscled torso.
Oh, shit.
Contusions and weals, topped with small blisters, were starting to sprout all over his body. The Kron was ticking faster. Ryan's people had started to contract the disease. He felt even more impatient to take some kind of action, but the timing had to be exactly right. It was only a matter of time before they all fell prey to the disease. When he'd reported the first telltale signs of the pox among the companions to Gloria, she too had been keen to spring into action.
Ryan, honey, we can't just stand around. Not when you're in danger. Not when Jack's in danger.
Jack had accompanied Ryan. The one-eyed man had foreseen that the Gate Queen would have trouble separating her own feelings from a general view of the situation. As she spoke, Jack stepped forward and took her hand. Her fiery, flashing eyes met his cold gaze.
You, me, not important. Bigger things think about. Need get this right. Not rushing fall.
You're right, sweets. I thought I'd lost you once before, so I guess I can grit my teeth and get past this one.
But once again, fate was to step into the breach quicker than any of them could have hoped. For the very next morning, the regular recon patrol, headed by Det, brought news to the Queen as she breakfasted with Tammy and the companions.
Two wags from the redoubt have left, headed towards crossroads and not stopping like before.
Any convoys leaving or entering?
Nothing planning to leave that we know of, and nothing seen in the other direction.
Looks like they may be going to hit the Ville like they did that convoy.
Could be, Tammy, but we need to be triple sure. Anyone following the two wags, Det?
Yeah, Cat and Nita. They may be triple stoop, but even they can't fuck this one up. As soon as they reach their destination, one of them will come.
What if it's not the crossroads?
Then I told them to follow for an hour and report back on the wag's direction. Leave it to them and they'd follow the fuckers forever and forget where they were going. If they turn off and head past the Ville, an hour puts them well out of our range anyway. And they'd probably come back the same way.
I'm gonna have to watch you, lady. You're too damn smart. In the meantime, we'd better get our shit together, because it looks like we're going out to play today.
You need any help?
If you can spare JB, then I reckon John'd appreciate some help.
John's been working on those laser blasters, and he showed me the other day what he's been doing. He took one to pieces and studied it to see how they worked, so they could be used and maintained. But I figure he'd like you to give it a quick once-over.
Glad to. The boy's a natural, though, so I'll soon be back.
The armorer immediately departed, galvanized to his task. While Gloria and Tammy raised their warriors, Ryan turned to his cohorts.
So, how are we doing, people? JB and me are okay, and so are Dean and Christy, right?
We're fine, Ryan.
Yeah, Dad.
But it's you three I'm concerned about. How are you going to be in a firefight?
Slow. But do you think any of us are going to miss this?
No, but I want to know how we're going to handle this.
But he was cut short by the arrival of Kat at the camp. She ran straight to Gloria and gasped out her message before the Queen turned and approached the companions.
It's settled. The scumfuckers are attacking Crossroads. We can't just let that happen. Those are good people and shit fighters.
They were good to us, too. But more than that, if there are two wags, then this may just be the break we've been looking for.
Gloria looked at him questioningly, and Ryan smiled without mirth.
Just wait and see.
Gloria rallied the gate warriors, who quickly formed up for the journey to Crossroads, the companions joining them. Tammy recruited scouting parties to travel ahead and scout the Ville to plot the movements of the illuminated wags. The camp was situated so that the tribe was able to make the journey in only a few hours. They were able to use routes and homing skills that gave them an unerring sense of direction where others would have faltered. To make the journey even quicker, the gate used their horses and wags, the men working hard to dismantle the camp and have it ready to move, while John worked out of the armory wag, making sure that the women were ready for the firefight ahead. He handed out laser blasters among the conventional weaponry and ammo. JB joined him as Tammy received her weapon. She was favoring a Smith & Wesson Airlight 38 Special, and noticed the armorer look at her askance.
I know, JB. The last time you saw me with one of these, I nearly chilled Jack. But that was when Margia had tampered with the stock to make it kick sideways. It's a good blaster now, really.
And there's no chance in hell of me trying to chill Jack.
Hey, John, you're handing out the laser blasters?
Yeah. Some of the women have been using them for a little while, getting used to the way they feel and fire. It's kind of weird at first, but after you've used them for a while, the only problem I've had is working out how long the charges last, because one hasn't run out yet to give me any clue.
Problem is, even if it did, you wouldn't know how long it had been in use before you guys took it.
Right. But I've made sure all those with the laser blasters have other weapons as well, just to make sure. Anyway, you can't use those damn things safely in a confined space.
Too true. Need a hand?
Yeah, the sooner we get these handed out, the sooner we can go. And no blasters are leaving this wag unless they're checked.
Good man, John.
By now, Tammy and her scout parties had departed on horseback, leaving the pack horses to be loaded and reined, and the others to mount the wags ready to depart.
I hope Nita doesn't get spotted and get herself chilled before Tammy gets there.
Why should she?
The Queen looked up from her own blaster, the lightweight Bartok precision pistol, and fixed Jack with a stare.
You're kidding me, right? You've seen her. Big, blonde, all arms and legs, and shit clumsy. I swear, someone must have left her outside the camp one night, 'cause she don't fit with the rest of us.
Gloria felt her spirits rise at seeing her lover laugh, as she was acutely aware that under his camo jacket, more wheels and blisters were starting to rise. Ryan was waiting for Gloria on the lead wag as the Queen finished her final rounds, sparing a few words for each of the warrior groups, and the one-eyed warrior indicated to her that they should leave. She assented as she mounted the wag. The convoy took off for Crossroadsville. Traveling in the wags, each of the companions marveled at the manner in which the men driving were able to pilot through the narrowest woodland channels and skirt around the hill where the landslide had taken place. A journey that had taken them days on foot was shaved to a few hours. Mildred was on a wag about halfway down the procession, as far as she could tell. Doc was with her, while Dean and Jack were traveling ahead. JB was on the armory wag with John. Christy wasn't traveling with the wags. She'd joined Tammy in the advance recon party that had gone ahead on horseback.
Tell me, Dr. Wyeth.